Well, COVID cases and deaths globally are falling as vaccines are rolled out, and the first will be administered in Australia within days. The federal government also rolled out a $24 million advertising campaign late last year to convince people the drugs are safe and effective. The ads are based around presenting facts using the health experts we've become familiar with over this year of the pandemic. But could something more emotional, with more of a story, even something evoking celebrity work, be more effective to bring on board those who are still wondering about the vaccines? Isabel Rowe reports.
COVID-19 has changed our lives. For us to live more freely, we need the added protection of COVID-19 vaccines.
Dressed in a white lab coat with a stethoscope around his neck, infectious disease physician Dr. Nick Coatsworth delivers the basics about the vaccine in this government-funded TV ad.
The rollout of the vaccines will be available in batches.
The government's education campaign includes information about where you can get the vaccine and how it was developed so quickly. But for many people, that won't be enough. Dr. Margie Rogers from the University of New England is an expert on health messaging.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the campaign, but I think we could go a little bit further and we could have some health narratives added into that.
Dr. Rogers studies the impact of emotion on people's decisions, particularly when it comes to making decisions about immunisation. She thinks using real-life accounts from people affected by coronavirus is a better way to sell the vaccine.
Somebody who's had either experience with the disease themselves, they have had a disease such as coronavirus, and these are the long-term effects, or this is how I was when I had this disease. The challenge is that we don't have those narratives in the community very much because most of us don't know someone who has been on the front line.
In the UK, the National Health Service has taken a more creative approach.
My name is Elton John.
It's used celebrities and humour to spruik the vaccine as safe.
And as you can see, I'm still standing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Elton.
Dr. Margie Rogers thinks the celebrity method could win over the small group of people who would usually always get a vaccine but are sceptical this time.
So normally we have groups of people that would just go and get the vaccine because they're pro-vaccination and this is just what's a cultural norm and this is what we do. But it may be that there are groups that would normally have it that are just a little bit hesitant this time. You know, we're in an age of influencers on social media, and so the people who are coming up with the campaign need to think outside of what they normally would do.
A government-run survey released this week reveals 64% of Australians will definitely get a COVID vaccine, while 27% are unsure and could wait a while before getting theirs. 9% say they have no intention of getting the vaccine at all. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Paul Kelly says they are some worrying numbers.
Please, when your turn comes, line up and get it, because these vaccines will save lives.
Australia's drug regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has now approved Pfizer and AstraZeneca's vaccines for use. But many pregnant women still have questions about what vaccine is safe for them. Jo de Parizot is one of those people. She's from France but living in Sydney and won't rush to get the vaccine while she's in her third trimester.
In Australia, the situation is very good compared to the rest of, like most of the rest of the world. I don't feel an emergency to do it while I'm pregnant. If I was in a country with like a high number of cases every day, and if I was in my early pregnancy, I would consider it. Yeah.
Perhaps if it's in a couple of months or later this year, do you think you'll take it then?
Yes, I think so, because we all want to be able to travel again. But I hope that being vaccinated will enable us to not only leave Australia, but enter the country we want to go to.
The World Health Organization is advising pregnant women not to get the Pfizer vaccine until more studies are done, but says the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe to take while pregnant, particularly if the person is also a frontline health worker.
Isabel Rowe, and PM has contacted the Health Minister Greg Hunt's office for a response on that story.